conditional use number 2555, Bittersweet Investments LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and storage to be located on a certain portion of a parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County, containing 45.78 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast corner of the intersection of Central Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 84, and Old Church Cemetery Road, which is Sussex County Route 367. The 911 address is 34555 Central Avenue, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 25.00, and staff would note it is a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Yes.
And I would note we've been here for about 4.5 hours. So we will incorporate by reference all the information about the neighborhood, the zoning, the uses in the area, that sort of thing, so that we don't need to go through those again.
So if you would just speak directly to this application, that would be great.
Yeah, of course. I will do my absolute best. I did have a litany of things written out, so I will do my best to condense them and not miss anything. Once again, Brenton Archit, 3482 Hemlock Drive, Frankfort, Delaware. It's Bittersweet Investments LLC. This is the parcel directly across the street from the other one. And we are looking, I just want to clarify, we are looking to build a 1,600 square foot office building and then use the existing 1,728 square foot barn for storage. We are not looking to add any additional storage. The staff analysis kind of was a little confusing in that effect, and just the way it was kind of written on the placards that went out in the mail. And the staff analysis said, you know, subject to size and, you know, of the storage and everything, and we are not looking to build any additional storage buildings. We are just looking to use the barn currently for storage. And add a small office building.
I'm glad you're keeping the barn. I love that barn.
Yes. I have that in here. This property was acquired at the same time as the other one across the street. At some point they got subdivided, but they all came as one parcel. I'm not sure how that happened or why. But the barn was there. There was a house there. I was going to live in the house. It wasn't really suitable. We tore it down and we have kept the barn. And the reason this came up, like I was saying, was we usually look at our business decisions based on a need. And I used to cut the grass here at this property myself until about 2 years ago. And almost every other time that I was out there cutting the grass and I had the barn doors open, someone would stop and be like, hey, can I rent that? You know, and actually the pool guy was the one that approached me there. He was just driving around. His business was based up in Harbison, and he was driving around trying to find somewhere in this area because, as I stated before, it is just so convenient to all the growth we have there, but also, you know, Route 54, Route 26, you know, Bethany Beach, all those areas. And he said, you know, I'd love to have a small office space, you know, where I can do work orders and I can, you know, store things and that kind of stuff. And we weren't in a position at that point, obviously, to be able to provide that. But I've been approached since then for the same thing. Landscapers that want to keep, you know, their equipment inside. They want to be able to have a place where, you know, people can come and get the truck in the morning and that kind of thing, you know. To go out to their jobs, and I've been approached by several people to this effect. And in addition, while that would provide an office and another business opportunity for someone in the area, we currently have an office at the beach. And my parents live on Old Church Cemetery Road. I live not that far from there. We have property we manage in Ocean View now, two at the beach, one that we're getting ready to start on just around the corner from this, and this is kind of a central location. So not only, you know, are we looking to build an office, an office building we believe to be about two units, we would be looking to potentially, you know, down the road, put our office there, and that would also help us to keep an eye on should it be approved in tandem or even separate, but keep an eye on our properties in the area, but also the storage across the street. And so, you know, we discussed it. We have aerial photos, obviously, of the area, and you can just see all the development. I mean, here you can see the development just in the bottom corner there and there. And within a mile, there's also a ton of stuff that's now being built on Old Mill Bridge Road. The last phase of the estuary is going up. Sycamore Chase, like I said, Lilyvale, which is right behind, is that yellow at the top there to the top left. That, you know, they're proposing another 174 homes. So all of these people, and I don't know how the HOA documents are written, but all these people have a need for, you know, obviously services, whether that's HVAC, whether that's landscaping, plowing, any of that kind of stuff, that, you know, this would be able to present an opportunity, because especially most of the time we've noticed, you know, you see people, and they either they're either storing things in a friend's garage because they don't have a place that they can store stuff and they're working out of their house, or you know, they've had to go out on a financial limb to build a storage and office building, kind of like the Bayside Heating and Air just up the street, which can be expensive and prohibitive, especially if you're starting out. And not to mention, I've had an HVAC guy come to me, and he specifically said, look, it was for one of our properties in Bethany Beach, and he said, I would really like to have a office where we can give out work orders, I can store some HVAC units and some storage. I don't need to be here at the beach, but there's just nothing for me to rent anywhere. You know, he said, I'd like to rent something. I don't have to be here at the beach. I don't need to pay top dollar rent, but I would, you know, I might need to do that because I can't find anywhere else to rent and I don't have the means to do something myself. And as you stated with the barn, we have put a lot of money into the barn, and you know, this would help us preserve that landmark. You know, by generating some revenue, because right now it's not doing anything but eating money, and the older things get, the more expensive they are to repair. Let me run through this real quick. See, we have the current deed. In terms of this one, a little different than the last one. There is a septic on site, which is shown in one of the photos. It was for the house, but when we tore the house down, the house had not been there that, or the septic had not been there that long. We did have a report done 5 years ago, roughly, I believe, that still showed it as perfectly viable. It hasn't been used since then. So there is septic. However, since we submitted this, it has been finalized. Crescent Place, the subdivision next door with the yellow there, which will be 58 homes. We have a sewer easement from them to connect into the Sussex County Unified Sewer District, should we need to. So it would require us to annex. We are not in the sewer district. I believe we are tier two, but we could easily put a grinder pump or something of that nature should that septic fail, and continue to serve that property. And that would be the next step, obviously. Being on sewer is much more preferred than being on septic. There's also a letter in here from Artesian, actually, for another project that we did, but in that project, the deal we made with them, they would supply water service to this property. There is already a Tidewater line in front of the property, which would be useful for fire protective services. But there is a well currently, and Artesian, we are in Artesian's water district, or CPCN, and they have agreed to provide water to the property when we request it or when we need it. Once again, you know, I'm not 100% certain on this, but office is one of the least traffic-intensive uses based on the engineering manual that they use for traffic. I believe it's the ITE. I don't know what number they're on. But, DLDOT has said that this would be diminutive in nature and less than 50 traffic, less than 50 cars per day. The 2045 land use map shows this in the coastal area. I know that's probably gonna, I don't think that will change in 2 years. Maybe the terminology will, but it's right in the middle of the coastal area, which is where the county believes that growth should occur. And the comprehensive plan states that, let me see this, sorry. Comprehensive plan states that retail and office uses are appropriate in this area. Careful mixtures of homes with light commercial, office, and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and allow more people to work from home. In the current zoning map, as we saw, the current zoning map, but also the conditional use map, there are a smattering of conditional uses throughout the area. A bunch of them are conditional uses for multi-unit housing. But a lot of them also are for smaller home-based businesses. There are some small commercial areas like the welding area, and then there is some more C1 on Byard Road, as well as a proposed small strip center there at the intersection of Byard Road and Double Bridges Road. The area, we also had a map, and you can see it. It just shows how many subdivisions are out there. Even before I saw the Lilyvale one on the docket again tonight, before that, and that's another 174 homes, I believe it was, but 275 home sites have already kind of been approved right there. Ironwood, the yellow one, Crescent Place, Sycamore Chase, all of those are under construction. The Estuary, their final phase, all of those are currently under construction site work. And now the other one is coming up. Then you have the ones on Old Mill Bridge Road, which I believe is approximately 250 homes. So there's still a lot of growth in this area that would benefit from something like this. Once again, I just want to confirm that, I don't know if any of the neighbors are here from the Woodlands, which is directly behind this parcel. You can see it, but the conditional use placard mailing card did make it sound like, it could be just an office with storage, and it is not meant to be anything more than storage in the existing barn and a new office building. This property has been in our family for three generations. We have currently have no plans to develop it. You can check the, there's nothing in plus. There is no rezoning applications for this parcel. I'd like to pass it on to my kids. Now, what they do with it, I don't know, which is why it's named Bittersweet Investments. I don't know. It'll be bittersweet whenever that time comes and goes, but that is not here and now. So we're looking for the conditional use on just approximately that 1 acre that we showed on the site plan for office space and storage for service uses, as well as the potential for our own office space. We believe that it's a low impact use that aligns with the comprehensive plan for the coastal area. We believe that commercial service continues to lag behind the rampant residential growth in the area. And we believe that it's a benefit and necessity based on actual business owners that have approached us for this specific use. And that is it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions? We'll see if we have any questions, and we'll start again with Mr. Pettyjohn.
Yeah, I do, actually. And this, where it is a little bit different because the first one was specifically a storage. I understand the barn with the potential for being a rental storage space as well. But it was confusing, and you said two different things there, even though it's the same. But I think it's viewed differently from an office versus a retail.
Yes.
So I guess, and I noticed the way that this is drawn, if I'm looking at that right, you got like 8 parking spots out front. I don't know exactly what makes the difference of the two, but I know when we're talking about putting conditions on, if you've got an office where you're just doing some simple bookwork and very little in and out from outsiders coming in. That's one thing versus, say, a shipper store, you know, where people are coming every 2 minutes and you've got cars, zoom, zoom, zoom. You know, I don't know. I think small businesses are great, just to be clear,
of course,
but also in their right place and right setting. So you don't really have an idea of what you're looking to put there specifically other than just...
Yeah, like I said, I've just been approached by many, many people over the years that are looking for an office space where they could also have storage nearby for their, you know, equipment, et cetera. And obviously, you know, based on conditions, the one thing that you always say at the end of your conditional, you know, approvals is, you know, if you don't abide by it, it will be
terminated.
And obviously this is in an area that is growing and sees a lot of traffic, and there's a lot of new people in the area. And I have no doubt that should that, you know, be used for something other than, you know, office, it would quickly be called out. Obviously I hope to own the property for generations to come, many years to come. I can only speak for myself. If I'm getting an office conditional use, I'm only going to put an office, you know, use in there.
That's all that could be there. It wouldn't be any retail sales.
Right. I mean, it wouldn't be a retail
center. It would just
be
an office space.
If it's a landscaper, it would be that the landscaper's office is there, and then they would be able to park their equipment inside the thing, but it would not be like a retail landscape center.
I guess I'm looking for just some specificity there to say this is what, you know, you wanted it to be. So, but
yeah, and see, the thing is, to be honest with you, obviously I know it's even longer now, but before, when we put this in, we were 14 to 18 months on a conditional use hearing, and we're almost exactly at 19 months today. And to make it too specific and then have that one person back out, I'd be vacant for 2 years, you know, with a building that I've paid to build and put there.
But to be clear, the application is only for office
only
and storage.
Office.
So that's all we're talking
retail,
about. No retail.
Office and
right.
storage.
Yep. But I just wanted to be clear, because that'll be put in conditions, right?
Right. Well, that's the only thing he's even applying for.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we can consider.
I did not want retail, anything like that. It would just specifically be office.
Yeah.
And depending on the office type, though, you may have clients of the business that may need to visit the office, unless we have a prohibition against that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could have, let's say, you know, you could have like a contractor, I guess, where somebody does come in to look at product or...
Like Mr. Collins is saying, you know, an office could also be a, you know, a doctor's office or a lawyer's office or whatever.
Yeah, we're not looking at any doctor's office. We're mostly looking at service use offices would be the thing. A doctor, medical is not, we are not asking for medical by any means. I never even considered a medical office, to be honest with you. So. Yeah, I mean, it's only going to be 1,600 square feet, so it is relatively limited in size. I mean, maybe you'd have somebody dropping off payment of some sort, you know, for a job that's been done. But, you know, I wasn't looking for any type of intensive office use. I just didn't know how to word it to the effect that, you know, what to limit the office use to. But medical, I'm more than willing to you know, obviously write that into a condition, because that is not something that I envision.
Okay. I just was looking for a little clarity. That's all that I have.
No, of course.
Mr. Collins?
Sorry, I already jumped in. But so maybe it's that we would want to create some sort of condition, if this were to be approved, where we would limit how many clients could visit the office.
There's a number of ways. No professional offices or consumer service offices, you know, and also limited to the 1,600 square foot, you know, as proposed. So.
All right, that's all I have. Thank you.
Passwords?
No.
Mr. Allen?
No.
Okay, staff? Anything else from?
None for me, no.
Before we jump into any public comment, if I could just, for the record, just any members of the public who have been tracking these applications, and certainly the applicant as well, I want to both apologize and thank you for your patience. If commission remembers that these applications, the last three were to be heard before the commission on March 18th, and due to an error beyond the county's control, they had to be moved to the current date. They were re-noticed at the county's expense and not to the applicant's expense, but any members of the public who have been watching this, and I thank you for your patience, because it's been a number of weeks. So.
Yes, and I'd like to thank Ms. Paul, if I pronounce that correctly. You know, like we went back and forth a little bit on the county council date, which I'm sure will now change because of the open, you know, we are keeping the record open, but it was rescheduled to June 2nd, and
it
came back as April 28th. And they said they were going to keep it April 28th, but the flyers in the mail said June 2nd. So I called, they said, well, actually, it's April 28th, and it got sent back out, and I just got it yesterday, actually, so I did get it, but it looks like it's probably going to get moved, which is fine, but I'd appreciate your patience and help with all that, so thank you.
One more thing, did we ask the hours and days of operation for this office space? I don't think we did.
No, I mean, I don't see why it would be 24 hours. I hadn't even thought of it.
So like Monday through Friday?
I would say probably Saturday, because service uses do
so hours Saturday. Like 7 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8, 7 to 2 on Saturdays?
I would say, what do you think?
You've got that storage building next door, too, and that's part of that.
I think it's been much easier just to keep it the same as the one next door.
Yeah.
The one next door? So it's 6 to 9. Like I said, people get up early and go in there, but I'm not looking at 24 hour.
Six to nine.
Like that, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So we were doing that for 7 days a week, too. Mm-hmm. Same hours.
That doesn't mean they have to do it 7 days a week. That just means they can. And there's also, and also, I think there's benefit and consistency, but keep in mind that it's going to be really hard to police for different hours for an office, and they also have the storage barn, you know.
Sure. Well, I'm like, for instance, I mean, you know, if my office, the plan would be to move my office there, I mean, I go in on Sundays on occasion. It's not often, but I do on occasion go into my office, you know, and I just hate for somebody to be like, hey, they're at their office doing something, you know, especially if it's something like, oh, a tree fell down on a storage unit across the street, and I'm trying to figure out how to deal with it or something, you know, and hate to get dinged for that, but yeah. Yes, that's
okay.
Thank you.
All right, anything else? No. Okay, so anyone here that would like to speak in favor of Bittersweet Investments LLC, conditional use number 2555? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Well, wait, just
hold
a moment.
On.
They're coming up.
I'm Cindy Scheinholz. This is my husband, Mike, and we live in the community right behind. We face the barn. Our morning room faces this barn.
And so where, what's your address?
Excuse me?
Your address is?
30820 Lindell Lane.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
So we face this, and we do see some activity there off and on. But for the most part, we're just concerned that, you know, we moved there, and it was very quiet and peaceful, and you know, I know the area is growing, but we were just hoping that we were concerned more about lights, like overhead lights, like coming into our, we have big windows in the back, lights, and, you know, if there's going to be a lot of traffic, same as the other public hearing couple before this, and also, like, noise. So we would hope a buffer of trees or something maybe could be put around this. Right now, there's not much of anything there. There's some trees have died. We have a couple that trees that died in the last storm. So it's really, we can really see
a lot of trees down in the last.
So that's kind of the basics. I mean, we're just kind of looking for not to have headlights coming like into the house. And
what community are you in?
Woodlands at Bethany.
Oh, right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So anyway.
Thank you.
No, I mean, you know, we moved there for the purpose of the quiet and everything like that and retired, and we didn't expect to have, we thought it was a storage facility, you know, and that's, we didn't want the light, and we wanted the privacy.
Well, the letter that came told us it was going to be a
storage facility. So we envisioned people coming all hours of the night, putting their storage facility, you know, goods in their storage lockers, and that was not advantageous to us in our retirement. That was it.
Well, the good news is it's not going to be that.
Yeah.
So they're keeping the barn.
But the letter that we got.
Oh, no, I understand
that.
Yeah.
Storage.
Right, right.
Not that there's going to be someone in a room, but I don't know if I want people coming in Sundays and Saturdays and...
Well, so this is a conditional use. So, I mean, what they've applied for is the maximum they could get, which is storage in the existing barn, which you can see, it sounds like, from your sunroom, and one 1,600-square-foot office, all on an acre over on Central Avenue with probably...
So it's not going to be a storage facility.
No.
That's what...
Nope.
Well,
it is that there's going to be storage in that existing barn.
Which is already happening.
Which is already happening, which a farmer could do today.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
If they put in for that, it'd be a whole nother
Public hearing.
Another time.
Yeah, right. That's not...
Do this again.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So thank the good news is what you're concerned about cannot happen as a result of this hearing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am. Just give us your name again, please.
Greta Muirhead, 32419 Norman Lane. I'd just like to know how many offices are going to be in the in this 1,600-square-foot facility.
Okay.
And I'd also like to know what the exterior is going to look like.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it? Thank you. All right.
Well, I'm gonna answer the exterior one, just because as land use and zoning, we don't get into exteriors. So I mean, you can talk about what that's going to look like, but that has no bearing on whether it gets approved or not. I have a guess on the number of offices in 1,600 square feet, but if the, one of the two of you wants to just confirm that.
Nobody else?
Yep.
Two offices.
Well, we're not done yet for the rebuttal, but we need to answer the question, yeah.
Just two offices. Yep. And as far as the exterior, we probably would do the same thing we've done with all our other projects that we've built. We ask our wives what color and they should look like, so.
And they've always done a good job.
And they're always right, so that's all I can say.
All right, thank you. All right, was there anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, any other questions? Was there anything else that you would like to say as your rebuttal? Any comments? None?
No.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, there being none, can we get a motion, please?
All right. Madam Chair, I move that we defer action on the conditional use 2555 Bittersweet Investments LLC for further consideration. And again, just to say the same thing there, the electronic comment ability goes through the close of business on 4/22/26.
I second that.
All right, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2555, Bittersweet Investments, LLC, leaving the record open for written comments till the end of business day on 4/22/26. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries.